Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
I could edit that whole sequence out.
Yes, you could, but you're not going to.
You could start this with, I could just edit that whole sequence out and no one will know what it's about.
Don't even think about doing that.
Podcast 103, everybody!
103!
What are you doing sliding that cup across the table?
It just reminded
the jingle?
Me of Generation Game.
Oh, yeah, the conveyor belt.
Yeah, so did it, you know, I've just managed to move it across the table very slowly. I thought, yeah, for those people...
A cup on a coaster!
For those people watching at home, this is really shit. Anyway, how are we all?
All right, thanks, Treacle.
Very well. We're
yeah.
Very well. I'm just thinking, do you know what? I needed to ask you this, Glenn, because, you know, like, Noddy Holder makes a fortune out of
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Yeah,
it's Christmas.
Yeah, you know, all of these stars make a lot of residual money out of their Christmas songs. So, do you get residuals for shit joking crackers? So. When everyone goes, they go, oh, it's got to be Glenn. Glenn has to write this. Do you get money for that?
That's the perception, isn't it? The problem is, unfortunately for me...
That's your material for next year.
Knowing my luck is we don't have... Well, there's people with shitter jokes than me, hence they have the cracker job, and I don't.
I don't think there are anyone with shitter jokes.
Well, as you see when you open them up every year and...
I've just had an amazing idea.
Oh, what's that?
I think Glenn Hunt... should do a stand-up just in a small pub.
Oh, no, I've done this before.
No, and we'll record it, right? And it would just be just 20 minutes of shit jokes.
No, I'll tell you why. I could never do it.
Oh, come on,
no, listen,
Glenn.
I've done a stand-up thing before. It was in Liverpool. It was at the Royal Court Theatre. And I did 10 minutes. It was the scariest 10 minutes of my life. And I vowed there and then... Fuck me, I'm never doing that again in my life. But then the Royal Court Theatre phoned up and said, Johnny Vegas is doing a show here in 2 weeks. Can you do a 5-minute opener? I went, fine, I will just do the 5-minute version of the 10-minute stuff of this, and I'll open for Johnny, and that was that, and I've not done it since. And it's because it is, you're so vulnerable. It's the scariest.
Me and Carl will be with you by the side in the wings.
You'll be heckling. You'll be heckling. You fuckers.
Actually, we'll be throwing eggs at you. Get the fucker off.
Get him out.
Yeah. All I'm going to say now is... What we need from you at home is 100 emails coming in.
Yes, please.
If we reach 100 emails, Glenn has to do a stand-up at a place of our choice.
Yes.
Yeah. You've not seen that. You've not thought this through, have you?
No, we have thought this through.
No, because I get the emails.
No, but Molly gets them
okay,
as well.
Okay, here we go. The phone number. Do it on the phone
WhatsApp.
Number. The WhatsApp.
Yes.
Just put it through the WhatsApp.
Molly,
you know, that goes to our producer.
I can't.
This is the WhatsApp number. If you want, thing. Shut up, Glenn.
I'd rather be in a haunted house.
If you want Glenn to do a stand-up,
which I don't want to do,
which he doesn't want to do, which makes it even better.
No.
Here's the WhatsApp number. It's 075-999-999.
Yeah, call the police.
27537. That's 075-999-27537. That's what we want.
I won't remember any of the gags either.
It won't matter because they're
do
shit.
Yeah.
The thing is, you have to remember, is what I can't work out, right, when you did the Johnny Vegas thing, right,
so good.
You did 10 minutes in Liverpool and didn't spend any time in hospital after the 10 minutes, like, which is a good thing because why would you then opt to do something half as funny in only 5 minutes?
But you see, this could become a new thing. This could be. You could go on. You could be so successful with this. Glenn Hunt's shit jokes.
No, and I'll see why I won't.
People love
shit
jokes. But people love shit jokes. I don't know why they love them, but they do. They're very, very popular. The shittier, the better.
But Tim Vine's got the he's got the monopoly on the shit jokes.
Tim Vine.
No, Tim Vine is brilliant.
And he's brilliant.
Yeah, I don't care, but it's not a patch on our Glenn Hunt when it comes to shit.
No one's a patch on Glenn. Our Glenn Hunt
jokes. With anything. You are the world's worst at shit jokes.
No,
you're doing
it's not
it.
For me.
You're doing it.
It's not for me.
Listen,
anyway,
I've tried. You see, that's one of the things. It's not like I've never done it before and thought, oh, you know, I'm not going to do that. Even though I'm not. I have done it before.
Well, I don't care,
and I don't. Yeah. I don't like it.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Listen, how's this? How's this? How's this?
I was just going to say, who's the driving force in this relationship?
You are.
There you go. So I will. You'll do as you're freaking well told, and you will go and stand on the stage, and you will do it. But we just need those emails.
Can I not just take part in a game show somewhere?
No.
And do you know what? I tell you, how's this? We'll offer the tickets out first to the podcast listeners, to the Anytime podcast listeners. So you'll have a friendly
audience. No one else, nobody else would want to pay to watch it anyway.
You don't. You
the podcast listeners won't either.
No. Don't underestimate the dad chit jokes. I can hear all the podcast fans
now going,
oh,
G-string.
My God. Yeah.
While sitting astride. A trike.
With one ball bag hanging out just to the side.
The G-string has to be worn the wrong way round.
Yeah, the wrong way round. Come on, people will pay good money to see that. Oh, my God, my head. I'm laughing too much. Gonna give myself an accident here. Anyway, Glenith.
Yes.
How was your day?
I'm so glad you asked me that question.
How was your day?
Do you know, it was technically in the last 24 hours. I made myself a curry yesterday.
Oh, did you? How's it been? Has it been on the loose since?
Fine, no problems. Yeah, really good. Quite spicy as well. Nice bit of boiled rice. And the problem is with it. When did I make it? Must have been because yesterday was Sunday. Made it at lunchtime.
Oh,
stunk the house out, right? And as you know, it's all open plan on the East Wing.
Yes.
In Towers.
Massive, your house.
Yeah.
Your house.
My house. And then I went out, came home. The house still stinks. Of course, this is after washing up and everything. I can't understand it. I've been out today getting some bits and pieces of podcast. Came home again. You know when you come out of the house and go back in again? Mm-hmm. It still stinks. And I've never made a curry before where the house stinks for a good 24 to 48 hours after the event.
Did you use napalm? What's going on?
I don't know.
Was it a particularly strong curry? Is it a new type of curry? Have you made this curry exactly the same before with the same recipe?
No, it's what? It's the same recipe. I'm pleased to report. Where's he going with this?
I know, I'm just laughing at Carl. He's going...
What? I'm just interested to see.
You've gone proper serious, like social worker,
I'm trying to help Glenn out here with the curry.
I know you are. You're really thinking about it, aren't you?
I am, because I don't know.
No, it's a normal curry, but just a bit spicy. So I can't figure out what's happened to make the house still stink.
So it's the same curry paste that you've used?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same?
Yeah.
A little bit more of it, perhaps?
Yeah, maybe I should have checked the date.
No, it just still stunk on a Tuesday.
Oh, wouldn't it? Honestly, it reeks.
I had that today. Yeah. I was wandering around going, what is that smell?
It was you.
And I thought, is it me? It was the smell of pee.
Was it?
Yeah.
It
would be. What?
Pardon?
Was it sugar puffs you could smell?
It was a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh. Where did you smell it?
Everywhere.
In the house? On your clothes?
In the car. And when I was swimming, when I got up to one end, where the ladies normally sit showing the flanges, there was a whiff. There was a whiff of it. And I thought...
Maybe it was coming from the women.
No, but there were no women there. Ah, I was the only women. I was the only woman swimming. I was the only woman swimming.
You were the only woman swimming.
Could it have been, just residual on the big old bush?
Could have been.
I mean, she's very... Fucking 70s down there.
It's like a jungle down there.
I'm not sure you get lost in the weeds when you're aiming for the pumpkin patch when you're going for a...
It's true. Very true. Yeah, anyway, sorry, digress. But I tell you what you could do. See this here?
Yeah.
Can you smell what you can smell now?
Well, all I can smell at the moment is the delightful aroma of Christmas tea, which I'm drinking.
Yes, but this little thing here is from a pet store, and it's unfortunate name, Ankle.
Ankle.
That's the company that makes it, and it's cologne for dogs.
Right. But she sprays it on her minge.
I do, and it's marvellous. And what it is it has the fragrance of baby powder. Can you smell that?
Yeah, I can smell baby powder.
Now, this is so strong that you only have to put a little bit on, and it gets rid of all the smells, and it's such a lovely fragrance of lovely...
It is, yes.
Can I just say...
Wait a minute. Before I forget, because I'm useless, you need to go to the pet store, and you need to buy one of these. And when you have a curry next time, spray it, and it'll be gone.
Oh, be gone!
It'll be gone!
Yeah, I could do that.
I just want to know, because the way you were talking then, because I said minge is a joke, you were talking as though you are actually spraying it on your vagina.
Well, something I remember meaning to tell you.
No, has it? Wait, it's not working, love.
Oh, sorry. I mean, before the spray, I was using talcum powder, but every time I sat down, there was like a sort of nuclear cloud going up behind my arse.
Was there really?
Not a nice sight.
Did you get a fine paste by the end of the day?
No.
So, I've got the smell of curry for the past 48 hours. It's kind of weird off, and you've got the smell of puffed wheat.
No, that's really weird. Anyway, that's not my day. How was your day, Mr. Beattie?
Oh, don't talk to me about my day.
Why?
Got stopped for speeding.
Oh, did you get picked up by the Rozzers?
Oh, I did.
Got picked up by the Forces.
Do you know what, though? Isn't it weird how... it was a lap... I didn't know I was speeding, to be fair. No, normally, people who know me, I do try to go to the speed limit.
Yes.
But I didn't know. And I got caught by one of these...
Radars. Oh, okay.
And do you know what, though? It is... I've years ago, when I got caught for speeding, and I was in Yvette's car.
Yeah.
And the policeman stopped me, and he was really nice. And and I was really nice. The point of the matter is you've been caught, so... There's no point in arguing. You can't get upset. Yeah. You're the person who's...
It's a fair cop, Gov.
Yeah. And with that, and he was nice, and I actually got let off with that one. And this one, as soon as I stopped the car, he was after a fight, this copper. He was after a punch-up. And I'm thinking, why? Why? Stop being a fucking idiot and just doing your job. Because if anyone else was doing their job, and all you're doing is doing what you've been told to do, which is fine. And then when the person is going, yeah, not a problem, and that other person is then a dick,
yes, doesn't help,
get
does
fired.
It? Yeah.
But he was clearly after a punch-up, and I wasn't letting him have it.
Right.
So I just killed him with absolute kindness.
Ah, good for you.
And at one point, I just said to him, I just really don't understand why you seem to be quite aggressive. I said, I've admitted what I've done wrong. I'm not arguing, I've been very polite. I said, so we are actually both on the same page here.
Yes.
I said, I'm happy to take my 3 points and my £100 fine because I've done something wrong. I'm not complaining. And he went, yeah, but he said, it's driving like that. I said, no, I said, I haven't killed anyone. I said, I've been driving for 40 years. I've actually never killed anyone yet. I said, so what you're thinking I might do isn't what I have done. And I said, I'm at home. I said, I've got knives in the kitchen. I said, and I've never serial killed people either. And I said, it's no point. And he literally, I killed him with kindness to the end of the point. I was actually reading out the numbers of my driving license to him because he couldn't see him because he had forgotten his glasses. And it was all sort of, in the end, it was happy Christmas and have a good day and all that at the end. So it was quite nice. And he actually told me he was getting in, someone had made a complaint about him because it was a foreign chap, and he couldn't understand what the guy was saying. Right. So he all he said was, apparently, this is what he told me. I wasn't there when he actually was talking to the guy. This is what he told me. He said, I asked him twice what, I said pardon twice because I couldn't understand him. So he's made a complaint
right.
against him. So I said, well, I said, if you want, I said, use me. I said, I'd happily go on behalf of you to say that you're, I said, we're having a nice conversation. You've done your job properly. I said, it's fine. I'll be on your side. And with that, he went off. Thank you very much. And I left.
Wow.
But it could have gone. And you know, when some policemen sort of have a go, not all, I'm not having a go, everyone in the old bill. It's just some of them. And you think, If I had a little bit of a bad, funny, if I had had a really bad day because I had a crap thing with the edit just fucking collapsed. But you think if I'd gone in there and gone, oi, don't talk to me like that. Who the hell do you think you are? I'd have been out of that with, bent over a bonnet and rogered with a truncheon.
Oh, dear God.
Well, some of them are like that. They like it.
Oh, so.
And then some people like it.
Full view of everybody,
yeah. I've realised we haven't even...
Because for that reason alone, we're going to have to get through your day first.
Oh, my day, very quickly. Yes, I went swimming, as you know. Yes, I like to do it regularly. And
Swimming with the women.
And, they smell.
The smell of puffed wheat, sugar puffs.
Yeah, what's going on? Now, and then I came in, me and Carl came in, and I went, let's watch some weed. And all I could smell was this wheat smell.
Yeah.
I've checked, it's not me. So what's happening?
Do you know what? There's a solution here. What you need to get rid of that smell is for me to come round and make you both a curry. And the problem will be solved.
But while I was swimming with this puff wheat thing, I was coming up to one end.
Swimming with puff wheat thing.
Anyway, as I was coming to the end where the ladies sit and don't keep the legs closed and you can see, oh Christ, what they bought last week in the shop. Anyway, and there was another woman in the sort of centre bit where you have these heated seats and you can relax.
Ooh, nice gym.
And they're very, very nice. But I don't understand it. So people go on these hot tiled seats and they lie back and you can see them going, oh, that's so nice. And then you see them get up covered in sweat and then there's like a big ice thing. And then they have some iced water and then they go in the steam room. But then some other person will get on that hot...
They don't clean
see,
it.
See, and they don't clean it.
Ooh.
And I'm freaked. I'm swimming, doing my breaststroke, I'm looking, and I'm going, oh! Like, and then, same woman sat on the edge of the hot tile seating thing and starts picking her toes.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm like,
save it for home, love.
Sake. And I keep saying to Carl, why do you come swimming with me? And each time he goes, no, you're all right. The things you see, though.
Do you remember it's when you were little and you used to go swimming and you'd usually always see the sticking plaster go
past. The corn plaster,
kind of stuff.
I told you about my time in Russia, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah, one of those when a little turd comes towards you. But it wasn't a turd, it was a cigar.
Was it Putin?
I think it was. Very good. Let's open up the podcast.
Let's open up the treats.
Now, what have you got this time?
Well, I thought you might like this time around some... Wopsits!
Oh, I love giant Wopsits so much. Thank you.
There we go.
Love
so open up those bad boys.
Oh yes, just what the doctor ordered.
And I also thought you might both like a finger this evening.
Oh,
I've got fingers now. I haven't gone for the white chocolate stilly ones this time because, as we established only the other week, that white chocolate doesn't exist.
Absolutely,
it's a white paste.
Yes,
as
it's a white
we've
paste.
Always learned.
Same sort of paste she has in her knickers.
Is that right? Mm. My God, it didn't take long to open those.
I love Wopsits. Yes. They're my favourite crisps.
Are you going to share the wealth?
No, feck off.
You can tell Glenn's got these because look, what's on the front there? Star Trek.
Is that what it says?
The Enterprise.
Oh,
he's going to save that packet.
Look at that.
One month
free streaming trial of Paramount.
Oh yes, they're doing that, aren't they? Quite fancy a bit of Paramount. I've still not watched The Beatles, Let It Be.
Have you not?
No. Because I've refused to pay another subscription fee. So, I mean, if you paid all this, all these different...
You wouldn't be able to afford to watch television.
How can you afford to
me?
Watch TV?
I was around my mates at the weekend, Carl and Simon.
And Stacey and Angela. Well, stop.
What?
Have you ever heard of these people?
Never heard of them before.
In all the years we've known, you've never mentioned these new friends.
Carl and Simon. They're not new. I've known them since I was knee-high to a grasshopper.
Well,
they grew up on the same street.
Well, we've never heard of them before. Why haven't we been able to... We need to check them out.
Well, you'd be very welcome to, actually.
We need to check them out. We need them around here.
And we're around there, and we played a Now That's What I Call Music, a game.
Oh, great.
Board game, which was great fun. Had a massive cheese board, which was great. And what else did we do? Oh, yeah, we were talking about subscription services, and I was talking about how the fact that if you're an Amazon Prime subscriber, you'll find yourself thinking, oh, I must watch that, and then you click on it, and then you have to still buy the film. Or the, it's like, how can you justify that when you're a Prime subscriber and you still have to buy even more on top of that?
It's ridiculous. I think more and more people are going to leave the Amazon Prime thing because that's what's happening.
Well, I've stopped watching it completely. Yeah. There's no point. It used to be, you go to Amazon Prime and you'd have lots of stuff to watch. You know, literally, there would be a lot. And now there's a point where, and I used to prefer Amazon because they had, I don't know, they had more diversity with the stuff, they had a lot of the older stuff that I like watching. But now, I just go straight onto Netflix. There's no point. Every time I've gone onto, you know, to Amazon, exactly as you just said, you have to pay for it again, or free with ads, or a six-day trial or something.
Or it takes you to Acorn TV or BritBox or something, and you've got to pay an extra subscription. Anyway, moaning all done.
Is BritBox still going?
Yeah.
I've not heard anything about that for ages.
No, it's still there.
All good.
There we go.
Now then.
Correspondence Corner.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
What's people been writing in this week?
Well, let's find out. Let's start it all off with Reg.
Correspondence Corner. The fielding and the hunt. Send us your email. Don't be a
I was going to say cardiovascular surgeon.
Oh, could be. Yeah, I like that. Right, shall I go first?
You go first.
Right, I'll go first. This first bit of correspondence, ladies and gentlemen, comes from Jane Brider from Worthing in West Sussex.
Nice.
That's an interesting reaction from you, good self. Have you been there before?
Love Worthing. Worthing's lovely.
Yeah, I've got a place there.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What's it like?
Oh, it's lovely, quite, what's the word, rural. Quite a nice rural area.
So you're not right by the sea?
No, not by the sea, but you might, do you want to stay there in the summer or something?
Well, that'd be very...
Because you can get right down the sea and work.
Oh, I know, yeah.
You're being a bit quiet, you, and not just, you know, telling us about your new friends.
They're my old friends.
Yeah, but your new friends.
Well, they've never had to come up in conversation before.
Well, I don't care, I don't like them. I've never met them.
You would love them.
Well, that's good then. And your new house.
And they would love you. Oh, yeah. Well, you know about that. You've
east
been
wing.
There.
Yeah. Now, you've only let us in the east wing. You've not let us into the rest of it.
Well.
Come on. You haven't let us. You haven't let us into the main part.
I've not opened it myself because I don't want it to smell of curry.
Oh, that's a good point, yeah.
Just want to say how much I love listening to the podcast every week. It makes me feel like I'm part of your family, says Jane, which is nice. Question to Carl.
Oh.
Ooh. Please tell me how your hole is.
Pardon?
Oh. The massive hole in your garden by using a digger. Lots of love to all. Jane Brider from Worthing in West Sussex. Is this going to tear up a... Wrong expression. Is this going to stir up a... More angst?
No, I'm over it.
At the end of the day, it's doing really well. It's perfectly on track for taking longer than I thought it was going to. No, it's going to be fine. It's not going to be done before Christmas, sadly. But that's not just down to me. That's down to getting things delivered.
How long is it going to take to fill up when the time comes to fill up? I mean, do you know how deep it is, like in dimension and area and stuff?
Yeah, it's so wide and so deep.
Oh, yeah.
He hasn't got a clue.
How wide is it?
I don't know, love. I don't care. Let's not talk about it. I'm past caring. Moving on.
Anyway, yeah, it's going to look great. Yeah, but what gets me all this there's mud everywhere.
She'll love it when it's done, won't she?
When it's finished, she'll be out there bathing in it, like a bathing thing.
Yeah, with no sticking plasters going past or anything
like
that.
I've got a whole list for you.
You got what?
A whole list.
I thought you meant your vagina was on a slant. Whole list.
That's very quick and very clever.
Let me get that door.
I do get it.
Oh, dear.
Next email comes from Adam, ladies and gentlemen.
From who? Says Abba?
Adam.
Knowing you, me.
Hi, guys. Hope you're well. I've just watched an episode of 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown, and this little gem came up. So there's a bit of an audio clip here to play.
Oh, that's good. We like audio clips.
Yes, we do.
Because this is an audio-based... piece of entertainment.
It is.
See, what's this? I've got so much gunk in my teeth now.
What about the watch?
Spermy. As in, covered in sperm.
Spermy.
So you go to the two mums and watch this.
Well, sperm is not in the Oxford English Dictionary.
Sperm has been denied by the Oxford English Dictionary.
Sad.
We need to convince them to change their minds.
Well, we know sperm is a real thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly do. We've experienced. We've been covered in its milky goodness.
Well, I have to say, you haven't. You spend all your time outside with Diddy.
Yeah, but I hear from Diddy the real stories.
Oh,
so
yeah.
You hear it from Reg. Oh. I hear the real stories in the background. What really goes on?
That's true.
Now, another email's come in. I'm going to have to ask you about. I know how much you're enjoying sitting there picking the Watsits out of your teeth.
Oh, God. That's the one bad thing about Watsits, as you do. You're just picking away.
Sorry. I think it's immensely satisfying.
Oh, I hate it. Fine.
But there you go. There's a nice email for you.
Blimey, this is...
Who's it from?
Hang on. I've just got Watsit crumbs all over it. Oh, gosh, this is a very long one.
You've got Watson crumbs, but...
No, Watsit crumbs, not Watson crumbs. Dawn in sunny Wigan. Have you checked this out before you've...
I think so.
You haven't, you liar.
Let's find out.
You haven't. Okay. Hello, you amazing threesome. Okay, that sounds dodgy. Lol. I'm new to your podcast and kicking myself for not finding it sooner. After hearing many stories of embarrassing tales and customer service, I just had to email in to share a few of my situations to hopefully make you giggle. I spent 10 years working for a well-known holiday company and living on one of their holiday parks in beautiful Devon. As you can imagine, there are many tales I could tell, but two jump out at me. The first incident, and Carl, this one is for you, happened when a gentleman, and I use the term very loosely, came to complain about his accommodation. I'm so sorry to hear that. Come with me and I can sort this out for you, darling. I said. Now, I appreciate that calling him darling in hindsight was maybe not the most professional thing to say. However, I was just being friendly. Big mistake. He went ballistic at me, shouting and pointing in my face because of it, swearing and being personal. He called me a chunky girl. Rude, lol. Well, I remained calm and moved him to a new, upgraded accommodation. Very professional and excellent customer service from me, I felt. That was until I was contacted by head office as the man had put in a formal complaint about me calling him darling. No mention of the free upgrade I'd given him at all. What a lucky man, I thought to myself. If the worst thing that has happened to him is being called darling, then he has had a fantastic life. However, I was pissed right off, so I took revenge.
Oh, go on then.
I set up a fake email address and sent him an email with just the word darling 1,000 times. Childish, I know, but it made me feel better.
Nah, good on you, girl.
The second incident was not PG clean. One day, me and my friend were standing on the venue doors, wearing our cheesiest smiles and saying goodbye to the holidaymakers, and we decided to spice things up a bit. Whenever we would see a dilf, we would say bye and wave innocently, whilst adding very quickly on the end, come on my face. Oh, my God.
Wow.
The double takes we got were hilarious when they clearly couldn't work out if they heard right. It certainly made us chuckle. I've also sent in a guess at the mystery sound we'll read out later. Thanks for all the laughs. Thanks for all the laughs and positive energy you all provide. Love to you all from Dawn in sunny Wigan.
Wow.
Thank you, Dawn.
What an absolute prick.
Yeah.
You can't fucking say darling. Shit.
Do you know what, though? That really worries me because I say darling an awful lot.
Or love. I say love.
I say love, too. Do you know, we were talking about this and me and my friend Andrew were having a right rant about it.
Good.
And we were saying that it's so difficult now because you actually don't know what the frigging hell to say to anybody. You know, do you cause offence? What do you say? How do you go about it? In fact, it's got to the point now, you're actually too bloody frightened to even open your mouth, just in case somebody out there takes offence. And that to me, I just want to warm myself in my house and not go out anymore.
Yeah, the trouble is, it's the minority that take the fucking offence. The majority don't give a fuck and want to say, grow the fuck up. There's a huge difference, you know, about if you're going to insult someone, it's a fucking insult and it's very clear and precise. Just being nice.
Yes.
It's you know, it's like opening the door. Blokes now don't know whether to open a fucking door for a girl or not, because if they do they get called male chauvinist pigs?
Mm-hmm.
If they don't, what do they do? And this is the trouble, is misogyny is always used.
Yeah.
And yet misandry never is.
No.
And that's the thing that annoys me most. It's always, we go, oh, they're a misogynist, but you never see anyone calling a woman misandrist.
A what?
Misandry.
Misandry. Isn't, I've never heard that before.
It's the woman's version of misogyny.
How
misogyny
interesting. Is so say again. Misandry. I've learned a new word today.
There you go.
Absolutely.
I love it because it's but that alone goes to show you how biased this all is. Is the fact that there's words for the what females can be for the hatred of men or the dislike of men or the disrespect for men. And people don't know what that is.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Good point. Very good point. Well, that was all very serious.
It was very serious. But anyway,
but if anyone's got a problem. If they're going to take offence so easily, just enter themselves into the Grand National. That's what I say.
Fucking hell.
Makes a lot of sense.
That's why
I'm not doing stand up comedy.
I didn't even get it.
Good.
Shit.
Grand National fence jumping the fences.
Oh, for God's sake, Glenn. Come on. Is why people will pay good money for
Can I
just say, if there is a bloke out there who's had an email with darling 1,000 times, can you please get in touch? Because I particularly want to call you a cunt myself.
I'm brilliant. Yeah, I'll call anybody love these days, even the blokes as well. All right, love, but I'll do it ironically.
Because I call people sweetheart, and you just think, if someone's got a problem with that, you can fucking bite my ring piece.
But I tell you another, oh, Christ. Only if it's been bleached. I'll tell you what,
you didn't even open them up.
I'll tell you what I do, and I touch people. Not in an appropriate...
There's a quote for the National Tabloids.
No.
You better Fielding touches people.
No.
Operation Uterus just been reopened.
Oh, my God. No, but you know what I mean? I'll tap them on their arm and I go, hello, how are you? Friendly. But now I'm having to go, Christ, can't do that, just in case somebody is offended. It's awful, isn't it?
I hate it. I think people need to understand that when you're offended, nothing actually happens to you. And so... you shouldn't worry about being offended. And also, the intention behind somebody saying something to you...
depends what they say, though.
Well, it doesn't matter. Still nothing happens to you if you're offended.
If they went up to me and said, you fat...
yeah, but
whatever.
They'll say, you won't like it, you're offended, but still nothing happens to you. It doesn't... that's it. It's just somebody said something you don't like, and that's all it is. Mm. But we're putting too much importance on being offended, and you've got no right not to be offended. In this life.
That's no, absolutely. The problem you got is it's a lot of these race baiters out there, and they cause discrimination, these types of people, because you've got people who want to cause, you can say one thing to someone and they shout the word, say racism, and you have no defence over it. And it's the same as feminism. They can call a man, just because he says something out wrong, they can shout the word misogyny. And suddenly, or a bully, you can't win on these things, but it weakens what these words truly are, because 90% of the stuff that people are screaming about isn't a description of the word. So they need to shut the fuck up, grow up, move forward, and that's the only way you're going to get rid of racism and any other discrimination, whether it be for sexuality, whether it be all that kind of shit. Anyway, I'm set for soapbox now, but
just one last thing, we're putting too many labels on everything. Yeah. Everything has to have a label now.
I've seen your spice rack.
I know, terrible, isn't it? But everything has to have a label. Right. I think if we stop giving ourselves labels and just, we're all the same.
All the same, that's it.
That's it.
We are all the bloody same, that's the thing. But you give it labels.
Labels.
It's because of labels that creates discrimination.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're all the same people.
Now, we've got another email here, not surprisingly, in our
fucking way.
This is from Richard Asquith Dolan. Another double barrel surname.
Great name.
Richard Asquith Dolan. Guess where he's from with a name like that?
London. I would say Henley on Thames.
Dewsbury.
Is he? Right, Dewsbury.
Right, from Dewsbury. A up, you three, and any extras.
A up, you three.
I was imagining somebody with a monocle and a vest.
Saw it come through.
Oh, God.
Having listened to many podcasts, I am also of the ilk that sits in my car at traffic lights laughing my ass off at you all. Hilarious stuff. Can I just say a quick shout out to my gorgeous wife, Kirsty, who also listens. I started listening because of her, and now we use many quotes from the pods around the house and in general conversation. I enjoyed your competitive streaks with the quiz, but thought I'd switch it up a bit and send you a riddle to try.
Oh, go on then.
Okay, so he doesn't send multiple riddles.
I'm not
just the one.
Ribbles.
Okay,
ribbles.
Ribbles.
I knew ribbles.
The riddle is, what's greater than God, more evil than the devil? The poor have it, the rich need it, and if you eat it, you will die. What's the answer?
I'm very good on this sort of thing. I'm coming in with a guess here. Potatoes.
A Potatoes
are greater than God. Potatoes are more evil than the devil. Mm-hmm. The poor have potatoes, the rich need potatoes, and if you eat it, you'll die. Mm-hmm. Too much potassium, perhaps. Mm-hmm. It's not potatoes.
Oh, that's a shame, that.
Right.
Yeah.
I
was on to a winning thing there.
What was the last bit?
If you eat it, you'll die.
No, I can't even think.
Mm. The answer is nothing.
Go on, read it again.
What's greater than God? What's more evil than the devil? The poor have it, the rich need it, and if you eat it, you'll die.
That's rubbish.
Nothing is the
That's
answer.
Rubbish, that. I love your name. I love Dewsbury. No.
Now I've got an issue with one part of that.
Go on.
No, I'm just throwing it in there. The rich don't need nothing. The rich don't
That's
need
a double negative,
anything.
Isn't it?
Well, it's, the don't rich need They don't. If they need nothing, that means they will get nothing.
I'm laughing at
And rich people don't want nothing.
Yes, you're right.
See, if they're saying they need nothing, that means they're after nothing.
I've got something else as well.
Hairy Minge.
What's bigger? See, you're having a go a couple of weeks ago at my top hairiness. Now you're having a go at my bottom hairiness.
Carpets and cuffs.
Oh, God, these what's-its in my teeth.
We're getting money's worth out of those, aren't we?
Oh, I can't have any more. Crying out loud.
You've eaten them twice.
I have. What was that? I don't know.
Catch a peacock.
Nothing is not greater than God.
Is it not?
Well, no. Listen, you're into the universe and space and all the rest
of it.
I
am, yes.
Yeah, so... What's out there, nobody knows. It's certainly not nothing.
Yeah, but do you remember that advert when they used to say nothing works faster than Aladdin? Does that mean you don't have to have it? If you don't have anything, you clear headache
That's
quicker.
That's a very good point, yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
I like okay. that.
And
I
other,
like
that. Other headache tablets.
It's certainly given it. It's certainly a talking point. Thank you very, very much.
Yeah, we love a talking point. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
What is it?
We got a podcast and the things we talked about most is nothing.
That's not true.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Yvette and Glenn. Got another email here for you. Here you go. Have a go.
You throw it at me, why don't you?
Just threw it across.
The wind took it.
This comes from Kate Tucker Langford. Another. Is that another double barrel name?
Is it really?
Or is it Kate Tucker from Langford in North Somerset? I think that's what it is.
That's a long name.
It is a long name.
It is.
Hi, Yvette, Glenn, Carl, Woofers, and anyone else who's there tonight. I'm an avid Most Haunted fan, been on a few experiences as well. I also love the short episodes you put out each week. But just when things start getting going, you have to finish them, hence really missing the longer ones, especially with the whole gang together. Well, For those of you who don't know, we do have a Most Haunted official YouTube channel where there are new episodes, and of course we've just done a live as well, that's there. Anyway, going back to Kate's email. So this is my first time emailing into you on the podcast, and I'm currently on podcast 75, so a little behind, but catching up as quick as I can. And she's put, instead of a full stop, she put a square. Absolutely love it. Never ever fails to make me laugh, usually out loud. Good job I'm usually in my car alone. Gotta love Mr. Reg Corker and Spermie. Absolutely how we laughed every time. Anyway, the reason for me sending you this email was because I saw this on Facebook tonight and I immediately thought of you guys, made me chuckle. Love and light to you all. Keep it going. Love, love, love it. And you all. Many thanks, Katie Tucker. McCafe. So I don't know. I think this is
a drive-through.
And she's put, holy shit, or someone's put on Facebook, holy shit, calm down, McDonald's, underneath the McDonald's sign, they've put, come inside me next time. Oh my God.
Wow.
Who reads? Who writes this stuff?
Wow. Yeah, but see, the thing is, if I was the sort of kind of slogan writer for McDonald's,
you'd see what you can get away with.
If I could get away with shit like that, I would.
Is this another one?
No. We've got some What's That Noise guesses now. Oh, hang on. Yes, there is another one there.
Yeah. This is from Lauren from Chester.
Hello, Lauren.
Loving your wonderful podcast. Thank you so much for lifting our spirits. I was reading a new book to my toddler last night and was perusing the blurb. That's when I saw it. You change your name. There you go. The illustrator is called Marion Coquelicot.
Coquelicot.
Love and light from Lauren in Chester.
Hey, Coquelicot.
Coquelicot. Oh, you would change your name, wouldn't you, really, Marion Coquelicot? No. No, that's not good. It's a bit awkward.
Shall we have a game of What's That Noise?
Yes.
What's that noise? 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 Tell us the answers, girls and boys.
Dawn in Sudley Wigan. Darling. Who we
Darling.
Know.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She says, whilst I'm here, my guess for mystery sound is it an electric can opener? Is it an electric
Very
can opener?
Very good guess.
Have you got? I don't think I've seen one in this kitchen.
Oh, fuck. That's upstairs.
What the hell?
What's that noise? What's that noise?
What? Excuse me. What is that? Oh, my God, I've never heard that before.
What is it?
It's some air in the radiator upstairs.
Oh.
The looks on our faces, we all went, Jesus Christ.
What's going on?
What the hell is that? Oh, my God, I was really scared.
Have you left your vibrator on?
Oh, my God. No, that comes with a few whistles.
Whistles and bangs.
Whistles and bangs up and down. Oh, God, that's loud. What's that noise?
That wasn't the noise. It wasn't the can opener. So one of these for you, my darling. Right. This email comes from Nicola in Newcastle-under-Lyme.
Hello.
Ah, Nicola from Newcastle-under-Lyme.
You know her, don't you?
Yeah, she's from Newcastle-under-Lyme.
That's right.
Her name's Nicola.
Okay. She says, hi there, you bunch of loons. My guess for what's that noise is someone's brushing their teeth.
That's
Bloody
a strange
hell.
One.
What kind of size of toothbrush are they using?
With a bit of rubber.
Yeah. Whilst watching a programme the other night, someone was brushing their teeth and it sounded just like that noise. Please say it's the right answer.
Maybe they took the teeth out and then used some sort of like weird winding machine or something.
Yeah, possibly.
I did give a clue last week.
Did you?
Shit, I wish I'd listened.
Yeah, I did give a clue.
All right, well, hopefully our listeners were paying attention. Yeah, obviously, this week
I'm
they weren't.
I'm not going to repeat it.
Okay. So go back to podcast 102 and listen to the clue.
Yeah.
And this is from Nicola Lingley Heath. Hello, Yvette, Glenn, Carl,
Hello.
And Mary, and Watson, of course. First off, I must say how much my hubby Mark and I enjoy the show. We are usually found choking with laughter on our evening meal as we listen each week. You're all such a tonic in these difficult times, you should be on prescription. It was while we were munching on ham and mushroom tagliatelle, accompanied with a cheeky little glass of Australian red.
Oh, that it did come down your nose, did it?
Can you imagine? That we came up with what we think is the noise. Is it a sewing machine?
That is a very good guess.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the right answer.
Damn it.
Sorry.
Don't stop the magic. That is the podcast. It's fantastic. Julie Russell.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Julie Russell. Oh, yes. I love the correspondence. If you want to keep the email coming in, by the way, it's...
Hello at anytimepodcast.com.
That's
Hello at anytime podcast.com.
Just to remind you, of course, we also have our number to call for WhatsApp.
We're very organised, aren't we?
Yeah.
Look, where is it?
Here we go.
There you go. And the phone number, WhatsApp, you can leave a voice note. You can leave...
Call us darling.
Anything you want. Yeah, we won't be offended. Here's the number, 075-999-27537. That's 075-999-27537. We can't wait to hear from you.
Well, let's have a look at some of the messages that have been coming in. Hello there, Pod Gang. I saw your new WhatsApp number and thought, I have to message you all. I hope that you are all doing fan-diddly-tastic. I just popped by to say hello to you all and to say a big self-indulgent well done to myself. Why, I hear you ask.
Why?
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 Well, after why? Two flipping hard years of spending enough money to support a Malibu villa and trying, failing and having to wait again, I finally passed my driving test today.
Yes, well,
congratulations.
Fantastic.
I genuinely thought I failed during the test as I scuffed the curb, but I passed with only two minors. I am a bit late...
Don't need any grown-ups to examine you.
I am a bit of a late starter, being in my late 30s, but I did it, gang. Can I get a bit of a cheer? It just goes to show. Keep trying and never give up. Lots of love to you all. Jenny Gray in Nottinghamshire.
Well done, Jenny. Well absolutely done, Jenny. Fantastic.
How many attempts did she say? Two years, though, of trying.
Yeah, but you didn't give up, and that's the proof. Never
that's
give
it.
Up. Good on you, girl.
Yeah,
well done. You.
Very impressed.
Now, we've got one about the...
You can use your car to come and see Glenn doing his stand-up.
Yes, absolutely. Tickets to be announced soon.
We've got one from Andrea in Ardrossan. How do you pronounce this? A-R-D. It's one of those male wanking tools she sent the picture in. That's
oh, yes, I saw that. What did I sound like then? Yeah, oh, yes, I saw that. Oh, my God.
Looks dangerous, doesn't it?
Where does it say where she's from?
It's underneath the picture.
Oh, Andrea from Ardrossan. Ardrossan.
Ardrossan.
Ardrossan.
It sounds like something.
It does sound like a Scottish accent. Yvette asked if they sold them in Anne Summers. Do you remember when we were talking about these male, you put your willy in them and have a nice time.
Wow.
I mean, it looks like an ice cream. She sent a picture in, and for all those men listening...
I'm not going to have an ice cream ever again.
No, there's more pictures
Well, not now she's got somebody's dick in it.
From Anne Summers. I want to see... What did you just say then?
It would actually do one of two things. You'll never have an ice cream again, or every time you see an ice cream, you'll want to stick your dick in it.
And it's pink. It's pink. So it's strawberry coloured.
Oh my God.
Wow, they're actually... Yes. What, but I was also thinking about this. Like, with a vibrator... No, not that way. Obviously, not that way. But with a vibrator, you can clean the vibrator, obviously, you know, quite easily. But with this thing...
Yeah.
Because, obviously, they're going
to,
you know...
They must be able to clean it.
Yes, of course you can clean it, but how do you get right down into the bottom of it?
It comes apart, probably, I'd imagine. It's like a cup. Have you ever wanked into a cup?
Regularly.
I imagine it comes apart. I think possibly not that I've ever. I would know.
To be honest, it looks like you probably press a button on the side and just screw it to the left, and it'll just looks like a bayonet it'll come off.
It looks like a lot of work to clean that up.
It does, doesn't it?
It does. It really does. But thank you for the picture. Look, Glenn's already. I've seen it. He's already pressed on it. Interested?
Nope. Now then. We've got what's this? It's a voice note.
Oh,
go on, let's listen.
Merry Christmas! Considering it's the 1st of December! Fucking hell!
I think that's Father Christmas.
I think that's our friend.
Ah, yes, but no, it's Father Christmas.
Oh, it's Santa, of course. Yeah.
Santa.
Yeah. Okay.
More of those, please, from everybody. Yes, we love voice notes. They're fantastic.
Now, I think there's the sound of a car.
You always say, I think. You know there is. So why are you pretending?
It's because you've got...
Why are you pretending? I can hear it. It's coming off the bloody drive as loud as anything. Stop doing all this.
It's louder to you.
Oh, is that?
I'm not wearing headphones.
Doing your best bit of acting. He's fecking here. I hope he's not in a bad shitting mood like he was last
time. Come on, we had another experience on a nice ghost hunt with him this week.
I just get abused all the time. You're a witch. I'm bloody sick and tired.
Wrong.
Oh, shut up, you. Shut up. Go on, you might as well go on. Get out there now. We're on your best day Do you want to go now?
Take Diddy a chocolate finger. It must fit the size of his leg.
Yeah, you go and give him a chocolate finger.
You all right, Rich? How are you, mate? Thanks, mate. Is Diddy in the car? Yeah, he's in the car. I can't wait to see you. Look at Connolly. Come on, bloody right. Wait, get out. Good night, mate. Good night.
Oh, he's all friendly, friendly with him, isn't he?
Hello.
Hi, Reg. How are you?
Reginald Corker.
Fucking hate Southerners.
Charming.
That's nice. They're Carl's just, from. That's my husband you're talking about.
Yeah, you should have married Bessie. You should have upscaled, not fucking downscaled. Let's face it, for you to downscale's pretty fucking hard.
See, right, it starts okay. straight away.
Yeah, right. There's no need for that kind of insult. There's every fucking need. No,
how are you, Reg?
Right, before we start this, stop recording. Right, don't you record. I've had a bad fucking week.
Oh, God.
No, it's been fucking tough.
How was your day, Reg?
It's been fucking tough this week. I've had Spare Me on strike.
Does he want more pay?
Oh my God! Oh,
give me some headache. No, he gets accused of being premature and he's not. And the trouble is, he's. And he was ejected.
He's a bit of pre-cum.
He was fucking ejected. No, he's not pre-cum, it's free-cum.
Oh my God. You better make that funny noise with her throat.
No, he was obsessed because he's been rejected from the Oxford English Dictionary.
Oh, is he really?
Bunch of cunts. They're non-believers.
Oh, we'll have like to have a word. We'll have to get hold of them.
Yeah, so he said, no more free cum. The people are going to have to fucking pay. And it's difficult because, you know, he blames me a bit, you know.
How much is it for Reg's sperm?
I can't say. This is not Reg. I'm fucking Reg, you dirty fucking...
I mean, sorry, I knew you fucking wanted me.
I knew you wanted me. I could see it in the twinkle in your eye.
I can tell you, Reg.
I can sense the breeze through your big old bush.
The gushing sound as the radiator's upstairs.
And I can smell it.
Oh my God.
I can smell yourself getting ready.
Oh. Is this smell of puff wings, Michelle?
You want to receive me, but you never will. You know why?
I don't want to receive you.
You do want
no,
to.
No, I don't.
Don't deny it. You can deny it. I think she doth protest too much, said Darwin.
What? I can't cope with him today.
Right, okay. Right, start recording. Start recording.
I'm recording.
We are recording.
Shut the fuck
all
up.
All right.
Right. Start recording. Start recording. Three.
Oh, God.
Two.
I can't cope.
Recording.
One. Oh. You're recording.
Yes.
Okay. How are you, doll?
Oh, hello, Rich. Nice to see you. Thanks very much. How are you? Look great.
Oh, I'm humble as always. Oh. You know, I'm just a humble celebrity star of the psychic world.
Oh, yeah.
Celebrities.
I see you've got a brand new ring. I'm surprised you've got any more room for rings on your fingers.
Proper gold sovereign, that one.
It's lovely. It's very big.
Yeah,
and is that a new earring as well?
The bigger the sovereign ring, the better psychic you are. Some people think it's like a satellite dish.
It's a proper bin lid, that, isn't it?
It's connected to the spirit world. It is.
Does it help the connection?
The bigger the fucking ring, the more you fucking get.
Do you have to pay a subscription?
No. It's a gift, Glenn. That's why I give it freely.
For the connection.
I give my talent freely,
right, okay.
For a cost.
Okay.
Shall we talk?
I've got the wife managing my phone lines.
I've
yeah, that's great.
Wendelene?
Wendelene.
She's great. You know, she's great on the phone. She does texts and everything. Yeah. She's great. Great on the phone. She is, yeah. Great. She's great.
Can we talk about what happened a couple of nights ago?
Oh, wasn't it great?
It was great. Fantastic.
I heard you two got scared.
I was in full control
and I wasn't scared. That's just the way it is.
Well, that's not how it felt to us.
I think you should play it and let the listeners, both of them,
okay. Where did you go?
Themselves.
We went to a very...
short Funkenstein castle, wasn't it?
It was. This is what happened.
Well, here we are. We are about to investigate Scharfunkenstein Castle. It goes back many, many thousands and thousands of years.
Really?
Yeah, thousands of years.
Sort of back as the Egyptian...
Yeah, absolutely. So, really, we just want to know...
Emperor Scharfunkenstein. He's the pharaoh, Scharfunkenstein. He was the mummy that was brought here.
Right.
In 3.5 billion BC.
Wow.
Yeah, when they first made it. And what you have here is he brought a demon dog with him.
A demon dog? Yes, I've heard of this. Yeah. I've heard of this.
It's Scharfunkenstein's hound.
How often is the dog seen?
Can I just say, from the historical records, that the dog of Scharfunkenstein... is seen at least twice a day. Not only is it seen out in the grounds, but it's seen throughout the whole of the building. Now, just to let you know, we are here in the very extravagant...
Oh, it's very scary.
It is, the dining room. Now, we've got candelabras. It's very dark. We have got candelabras that are lit on the table, and we're hoping that maybe the demon dog will walk past the table and maybe nudge...
What the fuck is that? Oh, sorry, it's Glenn. No, sorry, I was standing still. No, you just fucking look shit.
Right.
You look shit scary, mate.
I'm fine. I don't believe there's a demon dog here. Yeah, well, we would have heard about it long before now, wouldn't we?
That's
what
true.
I'm thinking.
There's certainly a dog in here.
Can you tell us now, Greg? See what I mean? This is what I get all the time.
Right,
now,
okay.
Can you just tell us what you're picking up, Reg?
Right,
what's
okay.
What's Gurney getting now? We'll be quiet.
Right, I need to sense... get into the realms of the spiritual realm. Spare me. Can you come to us in Scharfunkenstein Castle? Come, spare me. I want you to spread yourself over the years and come through to us here as poor mortals to look for the immortal, the dirty dastard. Lee Spirit.
Sorry?
The dirty dastard. Lee Spirit.
Shh. Oh, my God.
There's something there.
Wait, look at the candelabra. Oh, it's moving.
That's the breath of the demon dog.
Oh, my God, I'm terrified.
Don't be terrified.
No, I am. I'm sorry.
Yvette's hands are shaking, Reg. It'd be a pity to waste them.
Yvette, you dirty fucking whore. Oh, fuck. Hey, spare me, protect us, give us your protection from the demon dog. Can you hear the demon dog? I'm going to, hey, demon dog.
Don't come near me like that. No, hey, you dirty
fucking whore, you witch, go out there and get some dog food and spread it over me balls. I'll get him, I'll fucking get him. Lick me balls, lick the dog food off me balls.
I can't deal with this, I'm going.
Lick the dog food off me balls.
If he gets possessed by the dog, he could end up licking his own balls.
Fucking demon hog, lick my balls. Take me fucking balls.
We'll leave him there to get his balls licked.
That fucking demon dog to lick the balls. So, as everyone can see at home, that was you running away while I was tackling the demon dog on my own.
You were very brave. We'll give you that much.
Towards the end, it sounded like you were enjoying yourself.
Oh, I was spent. Yeah, I was spent. I had a... when you were...
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Gone.
Yes.
Yeah.
I just had a fag and got a sexy home.
Well, I think it was an amazing investigation into.
It was great. It was great. The dog, the demon dog, has gone from that place and has followed me home. Yeah. But he's great. He's got his little kennel outside.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's got his own little pyramid kennel.
Oh. Have you registered it with the local vet?
No, because he's dead. Glenn,
oh, yeah.
He's a fucking demon dog.
Oh, that's right. Right. Yes.
And I wouldn't register anything with a vet.
Does he come inside a lot?
Don't be disgusting.
I'm not trying to. No, it's a good question. Because you
just
said
he licked my balls. That's not something I enjoy, Glove.
Do you come inside?
That's a part of my spiritual awakening. You want to come to one of my weekend courses? You do.
Oh, right. We need to go to one of those, Glenn. Just for comedy. All right.
Can't believe it. You're a witch.
All right, Reg.
And that's for you, Mr. Fucking Radio Man.
What?
Bite my fucking ass. You fucking. Southern fucking lovers.
Here comes Carl, not the wiser.
Thinks he's having a great time.
Oh my God, Carl, you've no idea what crap we have to put up with.
I think you've upset him, haven't you?
I know.
No, the producers, he's upset us.
The producers of this podcast seem to absolutely love him. We're stuck with him for years to come.
I disagree. At the end of the day, he's someone who has got such a talent. Such a talent, and
you're not seeing what we're seeing.
I've seen it before.
No,
I've been at the lives when I've watched smoke appear around him. And he gives great readings to people. And to be honest, there's lesser psychics that have made millions.
Well, I'm sorry.
He doesn't go out there and do that.
I'm sorry.
His tours are sold out.
You need to spend more time with us. Next time.
Okay, well, I will do. I'll stay around next time. Yeah. But Diddy won't be very happy.
No, he'll be left in the car on his own in the cold.
Where have you gone?
Yeah, where are you going?
No, I'm just getting a tissue because I've been laughing that much. I've just got to blow my nose. Oh, God.
Well, you're coming back just in time to say cheerio.
Oh, I am. Perfect. Well, it's been an absolute blast.
It has. Now, if people want to get in touch, you can WhatsApp us.
Here's the number, 075-999-27537.
Excellent.
That's 075-999-27537.
And you can also email, of course, at any time, which is...
hello@anytimepodcast.com.
Ooh, we look forward to your complaints.
See you soon, people.
Bye-bye.
We love you lots. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.